It's Monday, October 5th, and no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, a special how do you do to our new listeners in San Angelo and the Concho Valley, tuning in on KNCH 90.1. That's a lot of territory out there. Carlsbad, El Dorado, Paint Rock, Eden, Sterling City, and beyond. Great to have you with us. I want to kick off our big broadcast today with a story about a ninth grader who went to school this morning at Pearland High, just outside of Houston away, same as he does every day, only what he did, well, it's not an everyday thing. He's helped to change how history will be taught in the future. Let's back up just a moment. See, Kobe Buren and his folks have been having conversations about identity and the significance of things in the news like the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Well, just last week, in the middle of class, Kobe noticed something in his geography textbook. He notified his mom, who shared the story online, and now the publisher of the textbook, McGraw-Hill, is pledging to rewrite the book. Kobe's mom, Ronnie Dean Buren, joins us now. So describe what actually happened here. What did your son do?
Well, he was at school like any other day, and he sent me a text from school, which was surprising. And it was a picture of a blurb in a world geography textbook that referred to African slaves as workers. And he put on the bottom in sort of the vernacular, he said, "We was real good workers, weren't we?" And he put the little sad face emoji on there. And that was sort of the beginning.
So you take a look at this book. It's called World Geography, and it's published by McGraw-Hill. And what did you find?
Well, he, you know, so I posted the picture. That was on a Wednesday. I posted it, and I just thought that it was erasure. You know, it was sort of a way to kind of erase, you know, an ugly part of our history and sort of make it prettier or make it less vile. And so the following day, I started to thumb through the book and really look at sort of the section. And I found that particular blurb occurred under patterns of immigration, which I thought was even more sort of troubling, that was the context in which the authors of this book sort of framed it, was immigration, because immigration sort of has a connotation of, you know, you made a choice, someone made a decision. And so I thought that was strange. That was very strange to me that it occurred under patterns of immigration.
Yeah, so this section, and I've seen the YouTube that you ended up posting that got something, a million plus hits, and in it, you point out that this little section, Patterns of Immigration, is making the case that the U.S. is a country of immigrants and their descendants, and it talks about indentured servants from English-speaking nations. No mention of slaves?
Yeah, no, it doesn't say that. I mean, the blurb says the Atlantic slave trade. It says that as sort of the part of it. And then it says the Atlantic slave trade brought over workers. But it didn't really say that Africans were slaves or servants. So it's the nuance for me. That word choice is important.
Do you think that this was calculated by the authors to erase the narrative of the slave trade and slavery from what's taught in school?
I think this is very, very much a result of publishers and people who sit on review panels bending to the will of our elected officials. I think that we have people who are running our state, who are sitting in Austin right now, who want history to look a certain way, and they want stories to be told a certain way. I teach an undergraduate class at the University of Houston. I teach Intro to Teaching, and I tell my aspiring teachers, the winners always write history. Whoever wins tells the story, and it's incumbent upon them as future teachers to make sure that all the stories are told. And so what I think is happening with textbooks, and this isn't new, it's not just today. This has been happening forever. This has been happening at least since 2010, let me say that, with sort of the revisionist history and revising what we're teaching kids. But I think that the publishers are bending to the will of the people that say, you either get the contract or you don't get the contract. And it's troubling because as Texas goes with education, because we're such a huge textbook market, everyone goes. So it's not just about my son. While I think he's the greatest kid ever, it's about every other child who will sit in a classroom in here or in Virginia or in Wisconsin or in Florida, who will have to read sort of this half-truth that's being told in a textbook. And so I do think it's intentional. I'm sorry, I'm going to answer that question. Yes, I believe it's intentional.
Do you know anything about the revised language? Have you seen it? Do you think that this issue is going to be addressed to your satisfaction, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I haven't seen the revised language, so I don't know what it's going to look like. They suggested something in their Facebook post that they were going to maybe refer to it as forced migration. But I still think that the issue, they said they're going to update it in their, on the digital version, so like my son can access the online textbook at home. And then in the next print of the book, they say they're going to fix it in the next print for hard copies. And again, textbooks and, instructional materials and instructional material budgeting, that's a lot of money. So that book, that hard copy, is not going to be replaced anytime soon. So that book is still sitting in the classroom. It's not fair to schools to say, oh, y'all need to fix it in your school. The publisher needs to fix it. It's their job. They won the contract, then they should actually fix it. And saying they're going to fix it in the next print, well, that could be 8 years.
Ronnie Dean Buren is the mother of a ninth grader in Pearland, Texas, Kobe. Her social media complaint about a section in a geography textbook has prompted a rewrite by the publisher, McGraw-Hill. Ms. Dean Buren, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.